So today's story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead reminds us of the two realities of our earthly lives and our eternal lives. In today's gospel, we see the sorrow over death juxtaposed to the glory of the resurrection. So in today's gospel, Good Friday and Easter Sunday meet. These two realities complement each other. So I'd like to look at today's gospel by critiquing it through the five stages of grief. Those are denial, bargaining, sorrow, anger, and acceptance. Denial is usually the first. Denial declares, this cannot be happening. I'm sure most of you here have gotten a phone call and somebody gives you some news and you think, no, this cannot be the case. Some tragedy or unexpected death has just happened. So the reality of the situation is too much for the person receiving the news, so we retreat into denial. We see denial very clearly twice in today's gospel. Both Martha and Mary say to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, this would never have happened. So you can see that denial very clearly coming off the page. So how does the gospel tell us that Martha deals with her denial? Well, she moves into bargaining. So again, she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Next comes the bargaining. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. You think it's fair to think in her mind, she's thinking, I've seen this guy do all these different miracles. Come on, give me my brother back. Bargaining happens with God, in this case, apropos, with Christ. So we see two women of incredible faith struggling with death and have these emotional responses, which is only natural and normal. Next, we see sorrow. Sorrow occurs when some goodness is lacking. The life of Lazarus is no longer there. Scripture says Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. I can only imagine two sisters loved their brother. So we can see that there should be sorrow, and there is sorrow. And it's expressed very beautifully in Christ himself. We're told that he comes to the tomb, and he stands there. And three very beautiful words show how much our God loves us. Those three words are, and Jesus wept. Jesus knew in minutes Lazarus was going to walk out of the tomb, healed, alive, and given back to his sisters and the community. Yet right now, Lazarus is dead. Right now, Lazarus is in the tomb. And again, those three beautiful words that shows the love that God has for us. And Jesus wept. So if Jesus Christ, who is God, is allowed to cry at the death of a loved one, then so are we. Please never say to someone who's in grief, don't cry. Your loved one is in a better place. You should say, cry. Cry your eyes out. Every tear we shed is a beautiful testimony of the love that we have for that person. Tears are not a lack of a sign of faith, but rather a sign of incredible love. So always let those tears flow. Anger is also part of the grieving process. Like sorrow, anger reacts to the missing goodness. But anger should move us to correct the wrong, correct the injustice. We're told twice in today's gospel that Jesus was perturbed, which can also be understood as angry. I do not claim to know the mind of Jesus Christ, but allow me to speculate. Death is that evil that came about through sin. God didn't want us to die. Sin came through choice. Sin came through the misuse of our free will. So God has sent Christ into the world to save us from sin, to save us from death. So the same way in the cleansing of the temple, anger moved correction, we see this again. The anger is moving to bring about forgiveness, to bring about mercy and eternal life. Finally, there's acceptance that allows us to say, okay, this has happened for a reason. Everything is going to be okay. In the gospel, this occurs when Lazarus comes out of the tomb alive. For us, however, acceptance comes when we answer that question that Jesus gave us in today's gospel. We're told that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die, well, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Then the question comes, do you believe this? An answer of yes does not take away our responses of denial and bargaining and anger and sorrow at the loss of a loved one. But an answer of yes allows us to long for the resurrection of the dead and shows us that our earthly death is a necessary part of our eternal Christian life. Today's gospel shows us people of great faith and even one of divine origin being sorrowful over death. We're all going to face death in our lives, the death of loved ones and even our own. We're all going to experience Good Friday in our lives. But we also have to realize that there's also Easter Sunday. The cross becomes the empty tomb. The resurrection of the dead starts our eternal life. That life started with our earthly life. So the reality of the resurrection of the dead should not take away our tears. Remember, and Jesus wept. But the resurrection of the dead allows us to eventually accept that death is a necessary part of our eternal life.